Welcome to the Igniting Hope podcast, where you will experience catalytic encouragement and practical tools to renew your mind with truth instead of lies, so you can experience transformation in your emotions, circumstances, and influence. Let's break off self-limiting beliefs together like never before.
Today's message is winning the thinking battle morning and evening. Hey, this is kind of part two from last week's message, Goliath's morning and evening taunts. I want to go deeper. I'll repeat a few things. I believe this is a now word for all of us. And just to review what I said last week, lies in our self-talk tend to sound more real for most people in the morning and the evening. Now, Goliath used these times to intimidate, to place fear in King Saul, his men, his leaders. He came out for 40 days. It says in 1 Samuel 17:16 that Goliath took his stand morning and evening. He came out. He shouted. It says earlier what he did when he took his hand. He shouted, "Give me a man. Hey, if you defeat me, then we'll serve you. But if I defeat your man, then you're going to serve us." And it's interesting that as we think about mind renewal, Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we recognize that that's talking about positive mind renewal, transformation, getting into our experience, the promises of God, getting into our experience, our true identity. We also recognize that we can renew our mind with lies. And one of the main points that we bring forth from Igniting Hope Ministries is that increasing hope is the evidence that we're renewing our mind with truth instead of lies, whether it's our whole life or a particular area of our life. If our hope is increasing, it means we're believing. We don't just have a mental assent, we're actually believing. And decreasing hope is the evidence that we're renewing our mind with lies instead of truth. There's an interesting verse in Hebrews 4:2 where it says the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but it did not profit them because they did not mix faith with what they heard. Now, this verse is really, it's talking about Old Testament characters that they were to hear something, but and they actually did hear it, but they didn't mix their faith with it. And this is a great illustration of what mind renewal is, mixing our faith with what we hear in our self-talk or what we hear literally that's being spoken to us or we speak ourselves. And in 1 Samuel 17, the Israelites, they were mixing their faith with what Goliath was saying. They were renewing their mind with what he was saying, what circumstances were saying, what feelings were saying, that it seemed hopeless. And we can all relate to that because all of us at times mix our faith with the wrong things. We mix our faith exclusively with our past, our feelings, the news that's being spoken through the media, what naysayers are saying. The children of Israel in the Old Testament, in Numbers 13 and 14, they mixed their faith with the 10 spies, with what they said. They renewed their minds with what the 10 spies said, and rather than what Joshua and Caleb spoke. There were two things that were spoken, and they renewed their mind with the wrong thing, and it caused 40 years of wilderness. It caused them not to be able to possess and experience what God had planned for them, what he promised them, the promised land. So Goliath, he's out there morning and evening, spewing lies, spewing just deceit. And by the way, the nature of deception is that we don't know we're deceived. And the devil's a deceiver. His goal is to get us to believe things that are not true, to believe they are true. That's what deception is. Again, we're talking about increasing hope is the evidence we're renewing our mind with truth instead of lies. Romans 15, 13 supports that. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of Holy Spirit. And so when we believe, the evidence that we're really believing is that it affects our emotions. Wendy, my wife, says, you know you really believe a truth when it also affects your emotions. She talks about the Lord saying, Wendy, do you believe I'm going to meet your needs? She said, of course. And then the Lord said, well, why are you worried? And she asked, Lord, do my emotions need to believe it too? And he says, that's the sign that you actually believe it. And that's great information. It's not for condemnation, but it's great information. So the morning and evening, we winning the thinking battle morning and evening. The question when we wake up in the morning should not be, how do I feel today? But what am I going to believe today? What do I believe today? And so this thinking about, so the point of this podcast, the point of this message is to release a grace on you to whatever your plan is for mind renewal victory in the morning and evening, that there's a grace being released for you to upgrade it. And I'm going to give you some ideas. Some of these are so simple and basic, but just hearing them again. I remember my first pastor, Fred. He really had one message: seek God, seek the Lord, spend time with the Lord. I mean, I heard that pretty much every week, and every week I needed it. I said, oh yeah, thank you. And this is a message that we need to keep hearing. That's why some of you you listen to these podcasts more than once, or you've been listening for years, or you've gone on Igniting Hope podcast, just tangent, and you've overdosed. I guess you can't overdose, but you've just gorged yourself. That's the word I'm looking for. Gorge yourself with these messages. And by the way, you think about, okay, what plan do I need in the morning and evening? Again, and I'm getting excited here. I'll get to ideas in a moment. I mean, David or whoever wrote Psalm 1, it was either David or one of his followers. That's the most likely author of Psalm 1. And it talks about, it says the law of the Lord, his delight. It's talking about the person who's blessed. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. That's interesting. The Hebrew word for meditate. Now, this gives us some ideas of what the psalmist was saying in Psalm 1. And it's also what's in Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Here's what that word means in the Hebrew, and it's going to give us some insight on what we can do in the morning and evening. It's a word called haga, and it means to ponder, imagine, meditate, mutter, roar. I like that. Speak, study, talk, or utter. And so the law of the Lord, the ways of God, his scripture, his principles, his testimonies, we're taking time. This is what David did, the psalmist did. It's what Joshua was told to do morning and evening. Meditate on the word. Get a time to imagine the word, to speak out the word, to mutter the word, to reflect on the word, to ponder the word. It's an intentional thinking. Philippians 4:8, it gives this great list of things. You know, finally, brethren, whatever's true, noble, good report, think on these things. intentionally think on these things. Don't just allow your mind, you're just waiting for, I hope I have good thoughts today. It's an intentional planning where I'm going to meditate on the word. Other things we can do too, listen to worship music morning and evening. It's so powerful. Just soaking in his presence with worship music, or just waiting and basking in his love. I love to listen to podcasts and audio books about just how I can grow in my life, because forward-moving people think better. Forward-moving people think better. People who are reactive and who are not intentional in their life, they don't think well. I've told you, as a young pastor, this is, I think, in the 80s, I was reading a book on pastoring. The book said they never found a discouraged pastor who was reading books. And the principle there is that if somebody is continuing to grow and learn and try to get better, it is an antidote for bad thinking. It's forward moving. It's stirring up the gifts that are in us. Couple more things. I mean, obviously, declarations are so powerful, of just declaring the word, calling those things that are not as though they are in our lives. You can't think a lie when you speak the truth. So speaking in the morning, speaking in the evening about yourself, about the day. Another thing that really is powerful is to celebrate yourself. What are you doing better? What did you do well in the day? Or go back in time. How have you improved over the years? Think about testimonies. Think about overcoming. Think about what God has done for you long term, and you celebrate and you focus on the testimony, on the victories in your life. And also, just what are you doing right today? And for some who have come out of, you know, law-based Christianity, that's a difficult thing because we're so focused. We've been trained in under that mindset to look at only what we need to improve rather than where we're improving. We celebrate progress, not perfection. It's a key to winning the thinking battle in the morning and evening, where we celebrate ourselves. And by the way, right now, the Lord is releasing a grace over you to celebrate yourself more. Whoo-hoo. So good. Winning the thinking battle in the morning and evening, getting a plan. I'm just opening this thing up just a little bit. We have in our Transformational Mind Renewal course, we have morning and evening workouts, belief workouts. And part of that thinking battle is here's a couple more ideas that we do there, is take inventory, like when you wake up, of okay, what are my feelings? Well, I feel guilt. I feel regret. I feel anxiety. Well, realize this, that you have resistance against your beliefs, and you can only... You only get muscle by pushing against resistance, whether it's natural or spiritual. So you got an opportunity. What's the belief system? What's going on there? Certainly, you know, sometimes looking at guilt, sometimes, yeah, I need to apologize to somebody. I need to make something right. And that's part of it. So I'm not discounting that. But our response to something is almost always more important than the something. So another thing we do is just take inventory of our emotions, and then ask what's the beliefs that are causing those emotions? What are the beliefs? And what's the truth that's going to give me hope? What do I need to believe to have hope? Wow. About 1990, we got a hold of some music by a guy named David Meese, and one of our favorite cassettes at that time was David Meese 7, and it spoke into our lives. He was ahead of his time, but one of his songs was called "We Can Overcome It All," And it starts out, every day the battle rages within. Every day we have a war to win. You know, I wish I could just tell you that you're not going to need to fight. I will say this, the fight gets easier. But there's more things to fight for. There's always something to fight for. And it is, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6, 7, we fight with the Word. And there's a war to win. There's a war to win in the morning. There's a war to win in the evening. We win the war through, Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:18, war, a good warfare according to the prophecy spoken to you. We fight mainly with what we believe God has said to us. So God's going to give you ideas. Some of the things that I've shared are going to be ideas for you. Some of you are already doing them. You may have other ideas of how you win the thinking battle morning and evening. I remember Wendy, she put declarations to music and she listened to them all night. There's a season that she did that. You're going to get creative ideas like that. Goliath, he's shouting. A shout is, he's trying to be louder than anything else. Our enemy wants to shout through our circumstances, through our emotions, through what we've done in the past, what other people are doing. He's shouting, taking this stand morning and evening. But you are overcoming it all. You are a victorious one. You are coming out of deception. You are one who renews your mind radically with what God is saying rather than what the enemy is saying. Wow, so much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. What a privilege it has been to share these things with you. If you like these podcasts, why don't you tell somebody else about it? And if you're able to, just subscribe to it, put a comment in the podcast platform, if that's possible as well. Or just let us know at ignitinghope.com, info@ignitinghope.com. Hey, love your podcast. It means so much to hear from you. I'm going to be traveling coming up. I'll be in Wichita, Kansas, here in the middle of April. Also be in Maryland at the Dove International Leadership Conference in April as well. Be in Albany, Oregon, and Bethel, Atlanta in May. Be in San Diego and Albany, Oregon in June. And you can look at our website, ignitinghope.com, and find out where we're going to be, where our team is going to be. We're going to have something exciting happening in September on leadership, a whole brand new thing that I'm doing. I'll let you know that in future podcasts. Bless those who've done our negativity fast positivity feast that just ended. We had over 2,000 people doing that and five different languages, I think now. So, hey, as I close today, we are here, Steve Backlin here, to ignite your hope. There are no hopeless circumstances. There's just people who do not have hope. And once people get true hope, circumstances cannot stay the same. Hope is the belief that the future will be better than the present, and we have the power to help make it so. Hope and vision are linked. Without a vision, the people perish. Without hope for the future, we begin to perish on the inside. Hope and vision for the future gives power and purpose for the present. Because we believe we're going to make things better. We believe we're going to get better. We believe our family's going to get better. And so we bless you with that. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. A merry heart is good like medicine. I used to say, well, I'll walk in the joy of the Lord when all my uncertainties are over, when all my personal weaknesses are completely overcome, when I don't have any relational problems at all, I have all the money I need, then I'll be joyful. Lord said, hey, you don't need strength at the end of the battle, you need strength in the middle of the battle. And for pretty much everybody listening today, today's just not a good day to walk in radical joy. Let's laugh at that. And I've never found a convenient time to walk in radical joy. There's always a reason why. This is an unusual week. I've got too many disappointments. I'm tireder than I thought. I'm frustrated about this, frustrated about that. Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I just see the Lord, even in this moment for you, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I just see the Lord breaking off spirits of heaviness. And there's something, there's a delighting of the Lord, which is really one of the main ways that we stir up the joy of the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. In the context of that, the delighter's delighting with unfulfilled desires. Things he or she wants to see happen that haven't happened yet. Disappointments. But the delighter is delighting. Woohoo, Lord, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what you're going to do about this situation. I can't wait to see what you're going to do in my family. I can't wait to see. I'm so excited. I don't know how you're going to do it. I can't wait to see what you're going to do in my nation, but I know you're going to do it. The delighter breaks off spirits of heaviness, which is the opposite of delighting. Isaiah 61 talks about the spirit of heaviness. And faith people who also have hope are delighters. Faith people who don't value hope are often carry around a spirit of heaviness on them while they're waiting for what their desires to be fulfilled. But faith people with hope live while they're waiting. Faith people without hope are waiting to live. We live while we're waiting. That's what delighters do. That's what hope people do. I don't know how you're going to do it, God, but you're going to do it. And it's in that delighting, it's in that soul prosperity that unlocks desires to be fulfilled and realized and experienced. My, oh my, winning the battle on the inside, winning the battle in our thinking, winning the battle in the morning and evening, delighting. It's breakthrough for you. So thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We've got some great things going on Igniting Marriages as well. If you want a marriage upgrade, you can go to ignitinghopeacademy.com and find some things we're doing there, online course. And then in May, we are doing the Abounding Hope and Joy Conference. Let me get the dates for you. It's May 3rd and 4th here in Redding, California, ignitinghopeacademy.com. Find out info. Hey, if you live in near Redding, West Coast, or if you want to travel, come to Redding. Visit Bethel Church as well. May 3rd and 4th, the Abounding Hope and Joy live conference here. Wendy and I and our team are sharing. Wendy and I, we're giving our best content plus our new revelations. A lot of what you're hearing in these podcasts will deepen in that time. All right, bless you. Thanks for praying for us. We're praying for you. Thank you, too, for those of you who have sowed financially. Igniting Hope. If you're interested in supporting what we're doing, you can go to ignitinghope.com, find the giving piece. And we have a place there for vision partners, people who really feel called to this ministry to really, we've got some special things for those who believe that's something they're supposed to do. And if not, thank you for your prayers. Thanks for pushing this message forward to ignite hope around the world.
Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part of our live stream of this Igniting Hope podcast by joining our social media channels on YouTube and Facebook and hitting notifications. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing and leaving a review. Help us get the message of hope out to more people by liking and sharing this podcast. Also, we have so many more incredible resources for you, including books, events, and courses on our website, ignitinghope.com. And why don't you say this concerning the message in today's podcast? I receive it, and I'll never be the same again.